radio show brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday. This is Queen Trina, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. I pray and trust that you all have been having a beautiful weekend, and Queens, you are ready to make some things happen this week. Before we get started with the show, let us go to God in prayer, in gratitude and thankfulness for the day he has given us. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to all wake up this morning and to have yet another day accomplishing our business dreams and goals. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of organization, action, and leadership. Oh, yes. Let us not procrastinate on our business goals and tasks, but be steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable. We ask for a special blessing over those business women that might be struggling with debt, feeling alone and isolated, and just not sure which way to turn, Lord. Father, let them know that they are not alone. Give them inner peace and strength and send resources and others to them that can help. Let those of us whose these words are falling on their ears, let us take action on these things to help others. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have given us, Lord. And oh, yes, we embrace and accept all of the blessings that are yet to come. Thank you for Successful Woman Radio, Lord, and all of the listeners that support the show. Father, continue to give me the ready recollection of words and knowledge and information to help these women to grow, to help them better believe in themselves, to help them become the queens they truly are of their own empire. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, we've got a great show lined up for you today. So excited that the board is packing out and that you guys are with me. So very, very excited. Our theme all this month is going to be managing your empire like a queen. Again, managing your empire like a queen. This month I'll be sharing tips and ideas on literally how to really function as the leader of your empire. And that's so very important, because to be the leader, it also means that you have to be a wonderful leader servant as well, in serving your customers, in helping and blessing others. So today, I'll be sharing ways to help you become the queen of delegation. This is a hot topic, y'all, because oftentimes the very thing that is holding up your success, stopping you from 10Xing your business or your project and moving forward, is because you're not delegating it. You're keeping it all to yourself, and you are overwhelming yourself and stressing yourself out. So we're going to get to that a little bit later on in the show. Of course, 5 questions of business leadership, preparing your mind for greatness. I'm going to be giving you that encouragement that you need. We've got a few announcements coming up as well. And, you know, again, we will come back around and hit the topic of the day, becoming queen of delegation. I'm so glad that you are here. If you are listening, know that I love you with the love of God. I may not have seen you before. I may not have met you, but you should know that my heart is there with you. You should know that I want you to be a successful woman, having the things that you purpose in your life. So let's go ahead and move on with 5 questions of business leadership. Now, as many of you know, These questions were designed to help you hone in on being the CEO of your business, right? Being that leader that you need to be. So definitely get your pen and notepad out and take notes. Keep in mind, you can ask yourself these questions as often as you need to, but the answers that you give will often lead you to take action and really go to the drawing board on developing some things for yourself and your business that might be missing. Starting with question number one is, have I set my business foundation? Now, this is a big question, so I have broken it down with anticipation of sharing with you really what should be happening as you set your business foundation. So there are five core areas. So this is all in question one, and I'll let you know when we start question two, okay? So again, question one has five core areas. So in setting your business foundation, there is core area number one in the internal side, legal structure and setup, right? Have you incorporated your business as an LLC? Do you have your tax EIN, right? This not only protects your personal assets, but it also gives you a professional appearance if you're planning on applying for a bank loan, if you're looking at building your business credit. These are things, this is something that you definitely need to have. Core area number two, oh, it's all about the strategy, right? And setting your foundation. You know, what do you want to experience in your business this quarter? What will you do to support those visions and those goals? And how are you going to implement them, right? And most importantly, who are you going to delegate it to? And of course, as you know, our theme for today is all about delegating. Here is core area number three. Have you formed your power team? Ooh, we'll talk about that in a little bit, right? Because that really is attached to delegation. Here's core area number four. Do you have automated marketing in place for your business? What that means is that are you making use of technology, especially email marketing? Here's number five. Are you prepared, Queen? Are you prepared to receive the money? Because, you know, you can have certain parts of your business that are very strengthened. You know, you've got automated marketing going on. You've got a power team. You're delegating. You're doing a whole lot of things. Okay, behind the scenes from an administrative standpoint. But then when you are in front of potential clients, and you let them know your charges, or you invoice someone, are you able to receive the money expediently, quickly, right? Well, here's some things that you need to know in being prepared to receive the money. What it means is that you need to have a business checking account, hands down. Did you know that there's someone making six figures and even seven figures a year, and they still don't have a business checking account, right? Now, this doesn't make it right. You know, you can say, yes, girl, but I got that money. I have cash bag. Well, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything if you're not properly managing your dollars, right? And so having that business checking account allows you to separate your personal funds from your business funds, right? That's very, very key. And of course, if you want to move money over, let it be the money that you are paying yourself, right? As you are paying yourself in your business. But, you know, don't use your personal checking account as your business checking account. That will come back and snap you very quickly. Here's number two, bookkeeping. You got to have a bookkeeping system, even if you're making $5 a week, okay? Hands down, you need to have a way that you are managing. You know, if you're not ready to join an online program like QuickBooks or FreshBooks or one of the programs that are cost-effective, if you're not ready to do that, at the very least, you actually need a spreadsheet that is going to help you to keep up with your expenses, right? At Women About Biz, those of you who are silver members or above, you know that we have spreadsheets and templates and different things for you to be able to utilize, right? And so, again, it's just no excuse for us not to properly manage our finances, right, and to keep up with that. I tell you, one of the biggest things that I learned about bookkeeping that has helped me is that it has auto-corrected my spending habits where business was concerned, and it's helped me to cut back. It's helped me to make better decisions. It's helped me to eliminate services that really weren't making money. I thought they sounded good. I thought they were great, but you know, people weren't interested. So I needed to really eliminate those services and push in services that were really going to help and that people were demanding. You know, the third thing that I think is key in preparing yourself to receive that money is you need a merchant account, right? You know, I hear a lot, this is one of the things I hear a lot of women say, do you want to Cash App me? Because Cash App, you know, they're not going to charge you per se an actual merchant account, a merchant fee on what people are sending you. But I'll hear people say, well, you know, you can just Cash App me because that way I can just save the money and save on that merchant fee. But here's the thing that you need to know, okay? First of all, you're not going to have a merchant fee on your credit card charge unless you're making the money. If you make some money, you're going to pay a little bit on that merchant fee. Merchant fees normally at the baseline, they go somewhere around 1.9% plus a 30-cent charge, okay, or 2.9% and a 30% charge, a 30-cent, not 30%, but 30-cent charge, okay? And so I know that is the merchant fee for PayPal, for Stripe, for Square. They're pretty much all competitive, right? It doesn't cost you anything to set up a merchant account, and more than ever, it's easy to get. So keep that in mind. And then last but not least, you definitely need to really look at how to prepare a cash flow. And I will be announcing that particular event coming up in just a little bit. We actually have a wonderful June Lunch and Learn webinar, Becoming the Queen of Cash Flow, and I'll talk about that in just a little bit. So again, one of the things that I think is important as you prepare to receive the money is definitely that cash flow. So keep that in mind. Now we're moving on to question number two in the five business questions of leadership, right? So here's the thing. Ask yourself, what are your top three business goals for this month? Because that is question two. You know, what are my top three business goals this month? It's important to identify exactly what you're going to be working on this month and not overwhelm yourself with 50 things that you've jotted down on a master list, right? But you need to, if you write a master list of goals and things that you would like to experience in your business, stop overwhelming yourself. Prioritize your master list and then pull off three things that you are going to be working on for that month. Now, if you have a staff, if you have people that are helping you, virtual assistants or what have you, you might be able to work on more than three business goals, right? But only if you're going to delegate some of those goals and tasks out. Here's number three. Do I have the power team in place? You know, not only do, you know, it's not just about forming the power team, as we talked about in question number one, with setting your foundation. It's about, do you have it in place, right? There's some steps you have to take before you actually initiate a power team. First of all, the word power team is an internal word to you and your company. It's not something that you go out bragging about or shouting out, yeah, I'm going to put you on my power team. No, it's not about that. The power in having a power team is that at your fingertips in your phone, you have a group of people that you can pull up and they can be available to you when you need them. You've already vetted them. You've already checked references. You've seen their work. You know their fees. They know who you are and the type of work that you will need. You've already did all of that, right? Because at the last moment that you need something, you can't go trying to find that person. You have experience, right? You've experienced going to someone and trying your very best to see if they can help you get something done. And you're calling around asking everyone, do you know somebody that does this? Do you know someone that does this? I mean, no, you've got to be able to vet the people that are on your power team. And again, that word is an internal word that's for you to recognize that there's power when you have a team of people that are helping you. And again, you know, and I bring this up because I've had a lot of people to say, yeah, I told this person that they could be on my power team. It's like, this is an internal word. It's not for you to go bragging to people that you have a power team. It's for you to understand the power in having a team. Amen? Okay, so you've got to understand that, and that's very, very key. So hopefully you realize that by now, if you want to be successful in anything, and this was a hard lesson for me. I understand because, you know, I'm a multitasker. I overwhelm my own self with a lot of different things, and I have to put myself in place, and I have to remind myself, no, you need to delegate this, right? So I know where you're at. I know where you're at, and I know how hard it is to get things out, and I know how you can be working on a project and how you can be stuck, and you can, you know, you can literally, you know, forget about something that's important to you for days, weeks, or months. I know how that is. You're meant to do it, but it just doesn't happen. But at the end of the day, you've got to get yourself to thinking like a leader. You've got to get yourself to become the leader that your business needs you to be in order for it to move to the next step, right? Here's number four. Am I being consistent with marketing and communications? I have a lot of people that tell me that they're marketing their business, but then when I ask them if they're consistent in marketing their business, they say, well, I'm not as consistent as I need to be. Listen, you're not marketing your business if you're not being consistent, because marketing is a compounding effect, right? The longer you do it, the more you're getting the word out there. You might think that people aren't seeing what you're saying. You might think that people aren't paying attention, but they actually are. But sometimes it takes 7 to 12 touches before someone will respond to what you have to offer. The thing about marketing is that you, the proof of expertise, the proof of authority lies with you when it comes to providing services and products to individuals, right? And so you can't be getting an attitude because you've got to touch people 7 to 12 times before they're paying attention, right? You can't, you got it all wrong if you have an attitude. And you can't have that thought of, well, I'm not going to be giving people free service or sample products. Oh, I'm cutting all of that out because people are going to pay me. They're going to pay what I'm worth. You know, when I hear comments like that from business women, first of all, I know that you're overwhelmed. Okay, I know that you're overwhelmed. Secondly, I know that you really haven't sat down and thought out your strategy and incorporated how you're going to add value to the individuals, the very individuals that you want to become your customer or your client, right? So it's very important that you are careful with your strategy and how you're setting up your marketing. And sis, I can honestly tell you that if you're not marketing literally every day, if you're not taking advantage of technology and automating a lot of the things that you do, you're doing a disservice to yourself, and you are stressing and overwhelming yourself for no reason at all, right? Number five, last but not least, in the five questions of business leadership is, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your belief level? Again, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your belief level? Now, you know, I've been talking about belief a lot this last month. I talked about it, last Monday. And I want to continue to drive this word, this important word. I want to continue to drive this home with you, okay? Belief is very key. And again, there are different levels of belief, okay? You know, you ask any woman if she loves herself, of course she says, yes, I love myself. How? However, to what degree are you doing what's best for you? Because that's a form of loving yourself, right? Are you doing what God would have you to do in how you treat your body, how you treat yourself, your nutrition, your wellness, both mentally, spiritually, and physically? Are you doing the things that are best for you, right? Are you putting yourself first sometime? Are you putting your air mask on first? Because that's key. You see, all of these things are important when it comes to belief. And normally, if a woman has a belief issue with creating her business and making it successful, and she has an issue with marketing her business or telling people who she is and what she does, if there are issues in that area, then there's also issues going on in your personal life as well, because there's no division per se. Once you have unshakable faith, that level of belief that's deeply rooted in you, take swift immediate action. You don't have it in one area and then the other. You have it in all of your areas, right? And so I want you to understand and know from firsthand testimony from me to you that until I stopped being disobedient to my spirit, and I started being obedient and understanding the belief level that I needed in order to be successful in life and business. Until I understood that, I was only playing in the game of business and trying to be successful, right? Because I was blowing with the wind. If somebody said something negative that knocked me off my course, if people didn't respond to the way I created an event and not enough people attended, I'd get stressed and depressed about that. It seemed like I was just a bundle of emotions all over the place, expecting different responses. But what I didn't realize is that I was lacking the type of belief that compelled me to take the swift and immediate action and keep moving forward. Here's the thing that I know is that when you have the right kind of belief, there's no negative thinking going on. Okay? There's no negative thinking going on when you have the right kind of belief. Why? Because the right kind of belief, the unshakable faith in yourself and the belief in what God says about you and who you are, there's no mistake about it. And when you believe to that magnitude, to that level, there's no negativity going on. There's no negative thinking, no self-doubt. None of that's going on because the beautiful Spirit of God is fulfilling inside of you. It is filling you up with hope, with faith. It is filling you up with honor. It is filling you up with beauty. It's filling you up with words of positivity. It's filling you up with all of these incredible things. It's like a natural high when you have unshakable faith and you take that swift and immediate action on all that you dream to have. You are moving forward. That's the other thing. Unshakable faith does not take you backwards. It moves you forward. So it repels negativity. And anything a naysayer may say, or even a negative thought that you may have for your own self, and even a negative thought that you may have for your own self, unshakable faith is going to eliminate that. It is going to eliminate that. But here's the thing that you need to understand. We are spiritual beings living in a human-hosted body. We really are. What does that mean? Why do I always say that? Because we have to start being aware of our internal environment. We have to start being aware of our makeup and who we are and who created us and how do we think and what's our subconscious. We have to start being very conscious of all of that, right? And so you need to understand that in your human body form, the human body has its own set of emotions and things that it goes through. And so you could be up and down all day long if you aren't preparing your mind for greatness, which is something that really helps you to have that level of belief that you need, that unshakable belief. So on this last question, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your belief level with 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest? What you need to understand is that it is tied directly into all of the actions and the emotions that you display. If you're taking action, you should see your goals being accomplished, okay? Your to-do items march complete, and you should see progress. You should see things moving forward, moving along. You should be delegating because you understand and believe in your ability to be a queen of your empire, your ability to be a leader. You should understand that, right? So it's important for you to work on your belief level. It's important for you to have faith and to take that action, even when you are having a hard time taking the action. Take it in spite of your own disbelief. Take it in spite of yourself, your self-doubt. Take it in spite of that, because what happens is that the action is an antidote to disbelief or self-doubt or a procrastination. It's an antidote to all of that, right? And the more you take action, the more you become convicted. Oh, yes. The more you become convicted and the more you step into your queen role of leading your own empire. Okay? So here you have 5 questions that are going to help you to be a better business leader. Will you utilize these questions? Will you take action and ask yourself, how can I use these 5 questions of business leadership? Will you do that? So very important. Well, there you have it. That's it. That's a wrap on the 5 questions of business leadership. Ask them of yourself as often as you need to become the queen you need to be for your empire. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to No Other Than, the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and certainly queen of my empire. I want to right now just talk to you a little bit and go into some motivation for you. Okay, I want to start implementing this in the show, because I talk to so many women who share with me that they love my words of encouragement and they love the show. And then they talk to me about preparing their minds for greatness and leadership and how do they keep motivated, how do they keep inspired. And it dawned on me that I may already inspire you, but I want to give you some specific words of motivation. So today, I want to talk to you about the fact that God did not make a mistake when he created you. Again, God did not make a mistake when he created you. So what does that mean? Well, never doubt yourself and your abilities to be successful and wealthy, for you were God's purpose. You were his purpose, created to be that living testimony of his goodness and of his grace. In Isaiah 41:10, it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Oh, yes. We don't have anything to worry about because God has our back. In Psalms 118, 14 through 16, it reads, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of his righteousness. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high, and the Lord's right hand, again, has done mighty things." And as you know, Psalms of Solomon and Psalms of David is like a song. Okay, and he's writing poetically to talk about his expression and his love for the Lord, okay? But listen at this scripture, 2 Timothy verses 1 through 7. "For the Spirit of God gave us, does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Woo! Is that not incredible? Again, 2 Timothy 1 through 7, it reads, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Do you not know, sis, that you inherited the right to be the queen of your own empire? Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. You inherited the right to be the queen of your own empire. You inherited that from God who created you. He gives you that authority to manage yourself and to do the things that are righteous, to do the things that not only are going to bless you, but that are going to bless other people. So it's important for you to understand that, oh, no, God didn't make a mistake when he created you. You are his purpose. And the beautiful thing is that as you fulfill God's purpose by utilizing your talent, by utilizing the potential that you have inside of you, as you do that, you reap the benefits from it as well. Isn't that beautiful? Absolutely beautiful. I just had a text from one of our listeners asking if I could call those scriptures out again. I first read from Isaiah 41:10, and then the second scripture I read from was Psalms 118, verses 14 through 16, and then I read 2 Timothy Such a powerful scripture. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. Okay? So that was also the NIV version. In addition, if you wanted to know that as well. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Queen Trina Newby, doing what I need to do to lead my empire, to build up my empire, which is so very, very important. And so, again, so happy that you are here listening to the show today. So very, very excited. So we've got a lot of things going on over at Women About Biz. I'm very excited about all of the wonderful things that we have going on. I do want to call your attention to our June Lunch and Learn event. Again, I want to call your attention to our June Lunch and Learn event. So the seminar for this month is going to be held on Wednesday, June 21st at 12 p.m. Eastern, and it's called Becoming the Queen of Cash Flow. Again, Becoming the Queen of Cash Flow. Now, did you know that you can create your own financial blueprint for accomplishing your revenue goals? It's called the cash flow, right? And knowing how to prepare one can help you make better decisions and increase your revenue potential, right? So here's what's different. I know you guys have heard me talk about the cash flow a lot, but here's what I am going to do. During this webinar, you're going to discover not only what a cash flow is, but I'm going to talk about the uses of a cash flow spreadsheet, samples of a cash flow spreadsheet. Yeah, I'm going to be doing a live demonstration on how to quickly put together a spreadsheet that you will be able to utilize, and then give you some tips and recommendations on preparing your very own cash flow. So this Wednesday, Lunch and Learn is really all about empowering you to really be the queen of numbers, right? Numbers will never, ever lie to you. That is a beautiful thing that I actually learned from a gentleman by the name of Alan Weiser in San Diego, California, who was kind enough to help me understand the principles of wealth and finances and how to make some things happen. I also took classes while I was in San Diego and Los Angeles, and I'll never forget, you know, taking some courses that a good friend of mine had asked me to join a course. That course really helped me too, because I learned how to save money. I learned how to, that if you had money in the bank and savings account and all of that good thing, and but you had bills and you were in debt, then it wasn't doing you any good to save that money, right? It was going to be spent. So I learned so many things about money and about how to properly spend the money and how to make money with the money. And so benefits for you attending this webinar is that you're going to get empowered with a financial system to plan like a CEO. That's the first thing, right? You're going to learn how to let the numbers do the decision-making for you, how to set better financial goals. And then, of course, you know, you don't have to sit there and wonder, how do I prepare cash flow? I'm going to show you, right? Learning how to control the numbers will help you grow your business, right? That's so very, very key. So this is an important webinar. It is our lunch and learn. You're more than welcome to invite others. To learn more about it and get yourself registered, you can go to womenaboutbiz.net, click on events in the top white menu bar, and you'll see it right there, Becoming the Queen of Cash Flow. So very, very important. I want to go ahead at this time also and remind everyone that if you have not joined Women About Biz as, at the minimum as a bronze member, that you're not able to access the full articles, how-to articles that we have. So you need to join and log in, okay? Now, if you haven't already, you need to check out our latest articles because they are all written very good. And at the end of each article, you can literally say, okay, how am I going to implement this in my business? This is good stuff. So some of the articles I want to call your attention to that you need to know about, five ways to protect your intellectual property. If you've been thinking about trademarking your business, or you've been trying to figure out what the heck is intellectual property, this is an excellent basic article for you to read. Marketing on a Budget will give you some really good ideas on that. Ideas to monetize your business. How do you even monetize? What should you be doing? Again, give you some great food for thought, some good ways to really start brainstorming and utilizing ideas to make more money in your business, right? Becoming the Queen of Productivity, we've got that article for you, right? And it's really broken down very well. And then becoming the ambassador of your business, what does that really mean, right? How do you become that spokesperson for your business? So these are articles, all of these are articles that stemmed from the radio show where we took our notes and stretched them out and made them even better in the form of articles. So they're waiting on you. They're waiting on you right in the blog section at womenaboutbiz.net. So I'm excited to announce that we are finally starting our live and virtual networking events back up this month. And so I wanted to, first of all, so excited. We've got three chapters that are getting ready to be started. We have our Atlanta chapter that is getting ready to be live and well and doing live events. And then we have our Charlotte, North Carolina chapter that is getting ready to do some incredible things as well. And then we have a Birmingham, Alabama chapter that is starting. So those chapters are getting ready to start back up. But then we also have some virtual events. So if you happen to be in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, Charlotte is having a virtual networking event coming up on Friday, June 23rd at 12 noon. So that's Friday, June 23rd at 12 noon for the Charlotte, North Carolina virtual networking event. And then Atlanta is getting ready to have a networking event that is virtual first. We're going to start this month doing virtual, and then the schedule will come out for the rest of the year. So for those of you who want to meet other queens in the Atlanta area, our virtual networking event is going to be on Thursday, June 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Again, Thursday, June 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So those events are actually going up today for people to register for them, right? And if you want to know other business women in the Charlotte or the Atlanta area, then please feel free to join in on those virtual events as well, okay? So I'm very, very excited about that. And then starting up in July, we actually have a virtual chapter that we're creating for people that don't have a chapter in their area. They can belong to the virtual chapter. So all of those things are starting up this month and the early next month. I'm so very, very excited for it. Went to Charlotte, North Carolina. I had such a beautiful time a couple of weeks ago. And I want to just, you know, give praise where praise is due to our director of Charlotte Women About Biz, Ms. Spirit Marte, who is doing an excellent job in reaching out and finding sponsors and pulling things together. She's very excited about directing the network there, and I am so excited that she is. She's been a member of Women About Biz, get this, for 20 years. Can you believe that? And so, you know, I just tell you, I've got some powerful queens supporting me and around me. And I just love you all of you. You call me, you send me emails and words of encouragement. Sometimes many of you just send me a text to say, love you, just wanted you to know that. So I am just so appreciative of the women that I have in my life who are supporting and encouraging me. I want to move on with also reminding you that if you've missed any of the podcasts, you can simply go to womenaboutbiz.net, click on the word podcast in the top right menu bar, and there you will have access to the previous shows, and you can listen at them at your convenience. So don't forget that, okay? It is 12:38 after the hour, and you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. right? So excited that you're here, and I hope that you are taking some good notes. We're getting ready at this time to go right into our hot topic for today, which is, you know, becoming the queen of delegation. Now, don't forget, all this month, we're really talking about management of your empire, right? And so we're going to tell you things that you need to be queen of. We're going to be talking about that all this month. So delegation is key. So go ahead, get your notepad out, get your pen, because you need to take some notes when it comes to delegation, okay? Now, listen up. As a small business owner, as a businesswoman, you know, wearing multiple hats is often the norm. It really is. And we're going to go through that. However, trying to do everything by yourself, wow, it can lead to so much burnout and hinder your business potential growth. It really can. So the key here is to overcome this challenge, right, of delegation by really making a commitment to understand what delegation is all about, okay? By delegating tasks and responsibilities strategically, oh, you can leverage your time, your skills more efficiently. You can empower your team and propel your small business to heights you never even knew existed for you. Oh, yes, definitely so. So it's important to note that while delegating tasks to your power team, to not micromanage, but to make sure that you follow up and hold people accountable. This is the act of, when you micromanage, and that's the act of controlling every part of the task, no matter how small, and that in and of itself is overwhelming. It can also mean that you watch very closely what is being done with the work delegated, right? And so much so that you aren't doing what you should be doing. You should have trust in each individual, right, that they will get the job done within the time frames or communicate to you if it will not be done on time. After all, you delegate so that you have more time to do other tasks. But here's the thing about delegation. The delegate means to assign with follow-up. Y'all hear me on that? To delegate means to assign with follow-up. There is a difference, guys. There's a difference between delegating and abdicating, okay? And what I have learned is that a lot of women, after they get overwhelmed, after they get broke, busted, and disgusted, after they just don't know which way to turn, they're so happy to find somebody that say they can do the work for them that they just abdicated. The abdication means to hand over without follow-up. It's the opposite of delegation. It means to hand over without follow-up or accountability. And when you abdicate something, when you abdicate and you give something away, you are no longer in control. You guys may have heard of the expression, abdicate the throne, okay? That's when a person is in power, like a king or a queen, and they no longer want to be king or queen. They no longer want to be the leader of the people. They no longer want all of that responsibility. And so as a result, they abdicate, they disown, they leave and stop being the king or the queen. They no longer want to do it. They've abdicated the throne. Okay? So this is the same thing. When you abdicate, okay, a task or a project, you abdicate it, you're basically giving away to the other person and saying, hey, look, I need this done, but you come up with the timelines. You come up with how it's supposed to be done. You come up for when you're going to hand it back to me. It doesn't matter if it's going to be a year or 2 years or whenever. You just do it, and I'll be satisfied with whatever you throw back to me. Now, you know darn well that's not how it should be, right? But I understand how it feels to have somebody to help you, and you're so grateful about that, and you're so happy about that, that you just want peace in your mind, and you just want to rest and not be worried about that task or that project, and you just start trusting in a dysfunctional manner that person is going to get it done. But listen up about delegation, because it's very key here, okay? Effective delegating, okay, is all about starting with you. You first have to write down the goal, right? In order to have effective delegation, you've really got to be the queen of goals, right? You got to be the queen of goal setting. You've got to write down your goals, write down your tasks to support those goals, and then decide whether or not that's going to be delegated out or it's going to be kept in-house and you're going to do it. Whatever is going to be delegated out, it doesn't stop right there and then you start delegating, for you have to write out a description of the task, expectations, deadlines for the task, and how you want the task done if necessary, okay? You have to write all of those things down. And then you have to let the person know, hey, I'm holding you accountable. This is what my expectations are. And then you still have to follow up. If it's a long-term task, meaning it's going to last over a period of weeks or months, then you have to schedule recurring follow-up meetings with that individual so they can show you the progress of the work, right? That is very, very key. Now, if you are doing the task yourself, you've decided to keep the task for yourself, you are still responsible for following up with your own self and having a system to hold yourself accountable, okay? That's very key. So it's important that you understand that before I get into how to master effective delegation. How do you become the queen of delegating, right? You need to understand the definition of delegation. What is it? The delegation is assigning a task or a project with follow-up and accountability. What is abdication? It is giving away a task or a project without follow-up and accountability. It's the opposite, right? So you need to understand that. With that said, what I want to do is I have 7 areas of effective delegation that you need to consider as you are planning out your delegation strategy. You know, everything is about a strategy, right? Everything is about a system, and everything that you do has to be within a system, which is so very, very important, okay? So here's 1. You need to define your goals and your priorities. Before delegating any task, it is crucial to have a clear understanding of your business goals and priorities. Evaluate which responsibilities align with your core competencies and then the ones that could be effectively delegated. Identify those areas where your expertise is most valuable, okay? And then it's going to help you to determine whether you need to delegate it. Here's 2, choose the right people. And this goes back to having the right power team. You can't wait until the last minute that you need something and then think you're going to find the right person to delegate. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Now, sometimes you can call an associate, a business partner, or someone who has someone doing something for them that you might need the same thing, and you can get that reference, that personal reference. And then you can call that person. But oftentimes, we don't always have those types of individuals that we can call and get a quick referral. So you've got to choose the right. The delegation relies on selecting the right individuals for the task at hand. So assess your team members' skills, strengths, and weaknesses to match them with the appropriate responsibilities. And then consider their experience, their expertise. Get those references, right? So very, very important. Here's 3, you've got to communicate your expectations clearly, right? You got to write it down, okay? When delegating, it is vital to communicate your expectations. Specify the desired outcome, any deadlines that you may have, any specific guidelines or constraints, and the level of authority granted to the individual. That's very key, right? Encourage open communications and be available to address any questions or concerns. So by setting clear expectations, you minimize any misunderstandings and you increase the likelihood of a successful task completion. So very, very important. When someone knows that they're being held accountable, they're going to do a better job for you. Here's 4, provide adequate training and support. So Delegating effectively also means to invest time in training and supporting your team. This is especially true if you actually have virtual assistants and team members that are with you for the long haul. Provide them with the necessary resources, the necessary tools and guidance to execute their tasks successfully, okay? And then clearly explain the procedures, providing training sessions if required, and you need to encourage continuous learning, okay? That's so very, very important. And then number five, in becoming this queen of delegation, you need to establish trust and empowerment. Delegation definitely is not just about assigning tasks. It's about trusting the people that you delegate to. Avoid micromanaging and empower your employees or your team by granting them the autonomy to make decisions and solve the problems within their assigned roles, okay? Allow them to do that, and then make sure you set up follow-up meetings so they can explain to you what they're doing. Trust their judgment, provide constructive feedback, and celebrate the accomplishments with them. So this is when you have a more in-house team that's going on, because it fosters positive work environment and motivates individuals to take ownership. Number six, monitor progress and provide support. Now, while delegation implies that entrusting tasks to others, it does not mean completely relinquishing your responsibility. And this is where we're talking about delegation versus abdication. You've got to on the regular, monitor the progress of delegated tasks, ensure they are on track, and align them with your expectations. Be available to offer guidance. Okay, this is key, to offer guidance and support whenever necessary and address any roadblocks that may arise. So by staying involved, you demonstrate your commitment to the success of the delegated task and reinforce a collaborative work environment, okay? Last but not least, evaluate and adjust, okay? Delegation is a recurring process that requires continuous evaluation and adjustment. Nothing is perfect. You're going to sometimes through trial and error, you're going to figure out the best way to become that queen of delegation. So you've got to, on the regular, review the outcomes of delegated tasks and assess the overall effectiveness of the process. You've got to identify areas for improvement, gather feedback from team members, and make necessary adjustments literally to define and refine your delegation strategies, okay? Learning from this experience, oh, Queen, it's going to help you to optimize your approach and drive better results in the future. The one thing I do want to say here about becoming the queen of delegation, you know, one of the things that attracts so many women, millions of women all across the world, to starting their own business, to having their own side hustle, is what it can provide for them. Women want flexibility. They want freedom. They want more control over their time. They want to travel. They want a vacation. They want to do different things. They want a better home environment. They want a lot of things. And the key here is that you can have that. You can have that. When you become the queen of delegation and you stop trying to hold on to every single thing and you release that, overnight, literally overnight, you will have so many aha moments flying at you. You will feel so empowered. Why? Because you realize that being the queen of delegation has freed you up from being overwhelmed. It's freed you up, and now you are ready. Okay? You are ready to start making things happen in a mighty way in your business. Okay? So I want you to remember, by defining your goals, choosing the right people, communicating clearly, providing support, and building that trust, you can empower your team to take on tasks and responsibilities that will contribute to your business's success, thereby 10Xing your business. So, Queens, it is time for you to embrace the art of delegation and unlock the full potential of your business success. That is so very, very important. And never, ever forget it. It is one of the most important things, being a leader and being the queen of your business. It's one of the most important things that you can do for yourself, okay? Very, very important. As we begin to look and move closer towards the end of our hour, I again want to call your attention to something motivational. I want to tell you the story of Ashley Graham. She's a full-figure model and body activist, okay? So first of all, only 2% of women find themselves beautiful. That's a survey conducted in 10 different countries by Dove, right? A role model and inspiration to full-figure curvy girls, model, body activist, and entrepreneur, Ashley Graham, she shares her journey into the fashion industry and how it actually shaped her life. So she said, working as a plus-size model, she was spotted in the mall at 12 years old and signed with one of the largest modeling agencies by the age of 13. She soon after started traveling the world. And as she got older, she says she started struggling to keep her weight down, right?
Can you try again?
She started struggling to keep her weight down. And then she received a lot of negative comments that ate away at her self-esteem, right? So as a young adult, she says, I struggled to achieve true confidence. I would go home and look in the mirror and really hate what I saw. To fill the void on the inside, I began to cave to all of the vices being thrown my way between the parties, the men, and the alcohol. I was looking for self-love, for affirmation from somebody, when in reality, I didn't love who I was. She said, no matter what size you are, it's important to embrace yourself and love yourself regardless of your size. It's also okay to want to lose weight and get healthy to take the stress off of your heart and your body. However, regardless of your size, your true beauty lies within, and let no one define that for you. You are the only one that gets to do that. So here's some food for thought notes that I took away from Ashley. First of all, face your insecurities head on. True beauty comes from within. Keep that in mind. Validation and self-love must come from within, not without. You don't need anybody to validate who you are. You don't need anybody to validate you as a successful woman. You don't need anybody to validate you and how you look. That comes from within. You can appreciate and thank the person who is giving you a compliment. But, oh, no, nobody needs to validate that. Also, here's another food for thought. Reclaim your body as your own. Ooh, that was a good one that she gave. Reclaim your body. Understand that you have a greater purpose. And then refine your own beauty. Make a definition for your own beauty. And remember, beauty goes beyond size, right? So while, you know, losing weight and getting healthy for your heart, And for the health, still understand that if you're overweight or if you're larger than you used to be or you don't look the way you thought you should look or if you're not looking like all the video vixens online, this is the thing. You have got to embrace that love for yourself because no matter how good your hair might look, no matter how good your clothes might look, if you are not feeling confident about yourself, that in and of itself will make everything else not look good. So you've got to have the confidence to know that you love yourself and you're doing what's best for you, and that's very important. Remember, true beauty comes from within. And I really loved listening to this. And in actuality, if you know, in our lifestyle section, we actually have a video of Ashley talking about her experience and all of the things that she went through. And now she has a nonprofit organization that really helps to work with girls and loving their bodies and loving themselves and learning to accept themselves. And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Well, as we come to the end of the show today, right, I want you to remember what I said, that God made no mistakes when he made you. You need to know that indeed you are the queen of your own empire. You're totally the queen of your own empire, and you need to understand, you need to know that whatever you say you are and whomever you say you are, you are. If you say you're going to be successful, if you say that you believe in yourself, then take the immediate, swift and immediate action to follow your goals, to follow through on your tasks, to follow through on the promises made to your customers and your clients. Be that real queen of your empire, and you will not regret it. Have a beautiful week, ladies. Love yourself and love others. Take care.